Andy Baggerly at CSN Bags with two G's, and follow him on Twitter. Bags, how are you today?
How are you, Marty?
Very good, very good. I'm enjoying the show. We have a little fireworks up here last night, not only around the Bay Area, but on the Trade Mart. And you did a great column last night or this morning about it, on why the Giants are not a team to jump into a trade like that. Do you want to summarize that a little bit for us?
Well, of course, I'm going to ask you to go and check it out on csnbayarea.com.
Now we don't have to, because you're going to tell us.
I could see why, if you're a casual fan and, you see the Giants flailing and basically 9.5-game lead disappears in 3 weeks, and the way they're playing, it's now a month. And so you wonder, is this really who they are? And the longer they play this way, the longer you think that, maybe that's the case. But, the main reason is they don't have Addison Russell in their farm system. Their number one prospect is Kyle Crick, and he still is trying to fill up the strike zone. And some scouts even see him as a reliever. Andrew Susek is a guy that people like. And they could put together maybe a quantity type deal, like a 4-for-1 or something like that. But they don't have a top tier prospect like an Addison Russell that they can throw around. I think my line was, Brian Sabian might be able to go shopping at Kmart, but not for Dorf Goodman. And Samardzija and Dave are the top two pitchers out there. And that there's probably 15 teams that would have given up quite a bit to get them. And so the Giants could not make the deal that the A's did because they didn't have the prospects. The other reason is they got $125 million committed next year, and that's without having a third baseman under contract, a left fielder, number five starter, a closer, and in all likelihood a second baseman, since Scudero's probably not an everyday player anymore. So, Samardzija is probably, I'd imagine, about $14-15 million. That's probably about half of what they have to spend just to play one out of those five holes. So that would give them, very limited flexibility. Now, you can always say, well, the Giants should be spending more than that, and that's your right, and certainly nobody can tell you you're wrong to think that, but in this incremental payroll increase, and it's 150 this year, it might be 160 next year, and they've got a lot of needs to fill, a lot of people already under contract, a lot of dollars already committed. So, and then the third reason is, if you're Brian Sabian, you're telling this team, hey, look, you've got to show me something. You've got to show me that we are one player away. Otherwise, we're going to punt a bunch of prospects for nothing. You're basically sticking a cork in the Titanic if you don't think that it's going to make any difference. And I understand that a lot of fans are going to say, well, no, they need a trade now. They're still 8 games over 500. They're in first place. We could rescue the season now. But, if you're a scout, you're a front office executive, your number one job is to look at the now and predict future performance. And if you can honestly look at yourself in the mirror, look at this team in the mirror and say, boy, this is a solid month of terrible baseball, you almost put the onus on them and say, you've got to show to me that you guys are worth improving. And maybe that's one way, if you're sitting on the sidelines as the GM, that you can motivate the team a little bit. And I think that's where they are.
All right, Andy Baggerly with us. I look at the lineup today, and it's Pence, Belt, Posey, Sandoval, Morse, Blanco, Crawford, Panic, and Hudson. And I look at listening to you speak, and I'm looking at the guys, I'm saying, why shouldn't you have faith in those people to come back and have a decent summer of hitting? Why not? I would, if I was Brian Sabian, I know you want to see it. It's close to 30 games where you haven't seen it. Morse is in a slump. Sandoval's 10 for his last 42 and all that kind of stuff. But these are still major league hitters. Why wouldn't you have faith in them to pull out of it? Why wouldn't you go out and maybe get that backup center fielder? Because who knows when Pagano will come back?
Well, and that's Bruce Bochy's point. He says, I look at this group and I think this is a good lineup we're throwing out there. This is a good team we're throwing out there, and I believe this team will turn it around. Joe Panic, Brian's on record saying he doesn't believe he's ready to be in the big leagues, nor was Adam Duvall. Kind of hard to hear that from your general manager. There have been a lot of teams that have had to go get minor leaguers to plug holes who they don't believe are ready, but, you sort of have to cast your lot with them. And when you don't have, when you get caught with an injury or like Scudero's, and it hurts that Gary Brown's not ready to jump in as a leadoff hitting center fielder, because that's really for the second year in a row where the season's kind of hit a big snag with Angel Pagan going down. And the Giants knew that. Pagan did not have a great history of staying healthy when they gave him a 4-year deal. That's what it took to keep him. And I think he's played in 125 plus games maybe once or twice in his career. So, you know, this shouldn't have caught them unawares. But, you know, to get back to your point, yeah, you look at the names that they're throwing out there, and it is a lineup that should turn it around. And I think right now maybe that's the carrot on the stick that the management's holding out to the players to say, look, you got to show us that show us some spark, show us some energy. As Bruce Bochy said, the spark plugs are dirty. So, you know, have a good run, win a couple series, and then we'll see what we can do.
All right. Yeah, you know, Andy Baggerly with us. You know, I do look at the lineup, and I keep looking at my lineup card, and I say, I don't want to see Pence in that first spot. Push everybody back and give me a leadoff hitter that can do something, get on base, create the hole for Pence, steal a bag, get the pitcher in the stretch. I think that's the spark. I think that's the Chilton Auto Body spark they need. They don't want to rearrange the furniture from Georgie Brothers here on the Titanic, but they need that guy at the top of the order to push everybody back. I tell you, Andy, I look at the scorecard, and it like jumps out at me like a big flag. They need a leadoff hitter.
Well, definitely. That's why Pence is there now, because you know, they've kind of wasted a really good month of June from Buster Posey. He was on fire. Pablo Sandoval is sitting about 330 since the middle of May, very quietly. And they just haven't gotten those guys up there in nearly as many RBI situations as they should to try to take advantage of what they've been doing. And maybe they'd even be doing better because they'd be getting more fastballs with runners on base, et cetera. So, you know, the leadoff hitter is such an important part of the game these days. And I think the good teams have one and the good offenses have one, and you really see, you know, what Angel Pagan, what his absence. And it's not just the fact that Angel Pagan is like the world's greatest ball player and the Giants fall apart when they don't have him. It's what he does and the role he fills, and it's a critical role, and they don't have anybody else who's even done any semblance of filling in for him capably in that leadoff spot. So
yeah,
that certainly has been a challenge.
Yeah, we saw when Carpenter came in, when Billy Hamilton was in, and you even see with the Padres to some extent. Hey, you did speak to some of the leaders of the ball club last night. What were their reactions to what's going on? Are they fed up already?
Well, you talked to Buster Posey, and he says it stinks, and that's, you know, he's not going to give you anything harder language-wise than you'll get in your average Disney family film. So, but it stinks is for Buster's pretty cold word. So, you know, he's upset, obviously. They look at Matt Cain, and he's got one win in 14 starts. We all know pitcher wins are not the world's greatest barometer anymore. But still, you know, it matters to these guys. And they all take it personally that Cain has one win. And I'm sure he's has not pitched as well as he usually does this season, and half the starts he's lost, he's certainly deserved. But he's gone out there recently and pitched very well and has nothing to show for it. Romo blew one of his games, seven shutout innings, and obviously pitched well enough to win yesterday against a guy, Eric Stoltz. And the last time Eric Stoltz won before yesterday, to tell you how long ago it was the day after Brandon Belt broke his thumb. So, and he's been pitching every fifth day. So that really was a low point, I think, for them, not to hit a guy that they all had great numbers against. I mean, you know, we're talking 440 averages from Pablo Posey, some of these guys, and a team that is worse than mediocre. And you know what, though? I mean, you have to count your blessings at times like this. I think you can't just dwell on the negative or you'll drive yourself crazy. So one positive that you can take is a look around yesterday, Independence Day, a beautiful Friday afternoon, and the Padres had 11,000 unsold seats, and half the fans in the crowd were wearing orange. So can you imagine AT&T Park on Independence Day or Memorial Day or Labor Day playing the Dodgers with 10,000 seats and half the fans are Dodger fans? I mean,
not at all. Hey, Andy, I appreciate you taking the time, as always, and maybe we can catch up with you tomorrow to conclude the San Diego portion of this road trip. So I appreciate you being on.
Okay, thank you.
All right. That is Andy Baggerly at CSN Bags, kind of losing him towards the end of that.